We learned the Gemara yesterday on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes the Drosha to teach us that Mesasek B'Kotchim is Pasul. That if you shecht the korban in an oifen of Mesasek, he didn't realize that it's a korban. He thought that he shechting chulin, but he didn't realize that he shechting, so that's Pasul. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara on Yud Gim Lamed Aleph had, that there are two psukim, one pasuk is Lachatchila, one pasuk is B'Dievid, B'Kotchim Yinichin Alakasim Liakev, fine. So the Gemara says on Lamed Aleph and they said that pasuk is the mocker for the whole shita of Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. Rav Nosson and the Chachamim argued about details, but in principle they both agree. Tzad HaShavish Ebeneim is that Shchitas Kotchim Shchitas Chulim Misasik is kosher. Only in Kotchim the Misasik is possible. Mechalal de Bechulim Labinon Kavona. And the Rabban and Rav Nosson disagree to what extent do you not need Kavona. So Rav Nosson says you don't even need Kavonas Chatiha Simonim at all. Lomi boy, you don't need Kavanah Shchita, you don't even need Kavanah Chatiha Simon. The Chachamim say, no, Kavanah Chatiha Simonim. We do need, but the Mesasek would be good. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Mesasek B'Kotchim is a din in Shchita's Kotchim. It's not a din in all the Avodas of the Korban. It's a din in Shchita's Kotchim. That's a famous story. Rabbi Chaim Oizer published one of the volumes of the Achiezer. And he assumed in one of the tshuvas that he printed there that Misasik is only a din of Shchitas Kotchim. That's the Pashtas in the Gemara. And then some anonymous person printed a letter to the editor of one of the newspapers that they had in Vilna at the time, that with all the respect to the Gadol HaDor, there's a Melchames where the Ramban writes a Melchames that Misasik is not a din in Hilchas Shchitas Kotchim, it's a din in all the Avodas. Rabbi Chaim Meiser knew right away that it was the Chazon Ish. He said, there's no one else who would know all of these Mechamesim. So he spoke to the Chazon Ish and said, well, he had a whole pilpa with him. So he said, how do you know that I was the one who sent in the letter? He said, there's no one else in Vilna who would be aware of that Mechamesim. The Pashup Shatting Gemara is like Rabbi Chaim Meiser said, though, that not like the Mechamesim. There is Mechamesim, but he talks about whether Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavona. And he makes the Tzushtel to Nidish and Nens of a Tavla. That Melchamis, that contradicts what the Chiddush Ramban writes on Lamed Aleph. Chiddush Ramban over here, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran, they all say that this is unrelated to the topic of Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. It's a different question whether the Matan needs Kavona. And the Gemara links it up to Shchita Tzvicha Kavona, the opinions of Rav Nosson and Chachomim. So that same Melchamis seems to imply as if Mesasik, the Shchita's Kachem is possible, is not only a din of Hilchas Shchitas Kotchim, it's a din of all the Avodas. It's a Shverim Melchamas. The Pashtus is like Rav Chaim Oizer wrote. Rav Soloveitchik had a Chiddush. I'm not sure if he said it, the punchline he said in the name of his father or not, but the beginning of the Chiddush certainly was from his father, that the din is if you have a Shor P'suleh HaMekdoshim. Shor P'suleh HaMekdoshim is a technical term that refers to a korban. You were magdish a korban shuhuman v'nifte. You got a mum kavu and you were paid it. So it's yotze l'chulin. So the pasuk says you're not permitted to shech kotchim b'chutz outside of the azara unless you got a mum kavu and then you're paid it. If it has a mum oiver, you can't be makrav it, but you can't be paid it. Only if it has a mum kavu then you can be paid it. So when you're paid it, then there's no iser of shchut echutz. You're permitted to shech the chutz l'azara. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out that when you shech the chutz l'azara, it's not that everything goes. The Gemara darshins every word in the pasuk. Tizbach ve'achalta basa. So the Gemara says tizbach v'loi gizo ve'achalta v'lo leklavechem basa v'loi cholov. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out it would appear that the Shor P'suleh HaMekdoshim retains the kedusha when you magdish a korban on oil shlomim achatas at Pesach, whatever it is, it has kedusha even when it gets a mum kavua and you paid it. The opinion is opinion hamatir. It's not opinion that's mafkia kedusha. When you have something that only has kedusha as domim to begin with, let's say a magdush something, leberek abayis, a magdush a table, a magdush a building, leberek abayis or whatever, so it only had kedusha as domim to begin with. So then when you pay the opinion is mafkia, the whole kedusha. The kedusha transfers from there onto the money. When you have a carbon that has a kedusha guflam is beach, the Gemara says when it gets a mum and you pay the, it still has kedushas haguf lamisbeil. Gemara says it's still oisit tmura. If I say harezu tachazu, the Gemara says even if the pinyon is oisit tmura, so it's mafurish in the Gemara that it still retains the kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf is never paka. The pinyon is just pinyon hamatir, the pinyon when you paid the carbon shuhumam, the agada mum kavua, so the pinyon is matir you, permits you to shech the chutz lazar. And the din is that the shechita is what's matir it. So tizbach v'lagiza, you're not allowed to shear off the wool. The isa l'saveh b'l'chor sharech v'l'sog has b'chor tzanech, it still applies. The Gemara Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that the isa giza b'avoidah, that says in Chumash l'saveh b'l'chor sharech, v'l'sog has b'chor tzanech, b'chor is a kachim kalim. So the pasuk has it by kachim kalim, kal b'chamim by kachim kachim, that is an isa giza b'avoidah. So the Gemara says, even after the carbon gets a mum and you paid it and it's yotze l'chulin, it's not yotze l'chulin. If the person will still do gizav avoda, he'll be like it. The yisur is still betok for the full yisur, because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, because it really is still a carbon and the shechita is matirit. Tizbach v'lo gizav, you know, there's no heter to do gizav. It's an yisur lo sogas and yachalta v'lo l'klavecha. Shechita only is meaningful to be matir for a Jewish person to eat. A nochri or behema don't have to have shechita. The shechita is irrelevant for them. So it's vis-a-vis feeding it to the klovim and feeding it to the nochri, it still is b'kedushasa yomeres, this b'kedushasa huayme. The carbon still has kedushas carbon. You're not allowed to feed a carbon to a nochri or to behema. So even if it got a mum kavua and you paid it doesn't mean it's always kedusha. Paid it means you're allowed to do shechita chutz lazara and you're allowed to eat it betumah. Hatomer v'ato yachter v'chlenu katzvi v'chayol. You can eat it in a state of tumah. But to feed it to the nochri, you're not allowed to. That's an isa deraisa, because shechita is irrelevant as far as the nochri and the behemoth are concerned. And then basa v'lo cholav, the Gemara says there's an isa deraisa to drink the cholav, because shechita is not mat the cholav. With respect to drinking the cholav, it's b'kedushas ha'emet, it still has a kedushas carbon on it. So that's what I think Rav Soloveitchik added on to, that's what his father said. That part his father said. That part Rav Elvelu used to say over the name of his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And then I think Rav Soloveitchik added on, the last part I think was his, that it's possible that just like there's a din, Mesasik is possible, B'shchitas Kachim, it could be that Mesasik B'shchitas Shabsul HaMekdoshim would also be possible. The din that Shchitas Chulin and Tzircha Kavana, either according to Rav Nosson or according to the Chachamim, the different opinions, that's only Chulin. But if you have a Psul HaMekdoshim, Korban Shuhumam V'nif, then it's Yotze L'chulin, it could be that that Shchitas is a Shchitas Kachim. That's not a Shechitas Chulin. And you would insist there that Mesasik would be possible. If you're going to say like the Chazanish is Mohammed, that Mesasik B'Shechitas Kachim is possible, is not a special din in Hilchos Shechita. It's a din in all the Avodas. So that you can't say the Shechita of the Shor Psul HaMekdoshim is not an Avoda. You're doing the Shechita Chutz Lazar. But if you assume like Rav Chaim Oizer assumed, that's the Posh Pshat in the Gemara, the Mesasik is possible, the Shechitas Kachim is only a din of Shechitas Kachim, doesn't apply to Shara Avodas. So then you can say that the Shechitas Shor Psul HaMekdoshim has this possible to say that it has the same din as Shechitas Kachim, that Mesasik would be possible. The Ramban in his commentary on Chumash comments on the Posuk by Besar Taiva, what we call Besar Taiva, eating Shechitas Chulin. The Pasuk says, when we'll come to Eretz Yisrael and we'll live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and it won't be so easy to bring a Shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash and eat the Besar Shlomim, and you'll have one, will have a desire, Kisav Nafshecha Lechol Bosar, a person will have a desire to eat flesh, and he's going to live far away from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says, Rak v'chalavis Nafshecha Tizbach v'yachalta Bosar, kasher tzivisicha. You should shecht properly, and then you're allowed to eat it. So that phrase, Zavachta Kashet Tzivisicha, the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak says, that's the first taz in Hilchos Shechita. He quotes this Gemara. The Gemara says, Zavachta Kashet Tzivisicha means that Kashet Tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. You have to shecht in accordance with the Chomish Hilchos Shechita, and Ruba Kukula, and Semir Echad Boiv, Hishnei Simon, and Bebehema. That phrase, Kashet Tzivisicha, is an allusion, that's on Chav Chesem and Allah. That's an allusion to all of the Masorah of the Torah Shebal Peh that's relevant to Hilchos Shechita. That's how the Rambam quotes that Gemara. The Gemara by Yas only says Kashet Tzivisicha Benegeh Teroy Vechad Boev and Rav Shnayim Bebehema. That's 15 lines, 20 lines from the top on Chav Chesam at Aleph. And the Rambam in Kashet Tzivisicha, what he quotes is the Rambam puts in all the Chomish Hilchos Shechita. Everything is included in the phrase Kashet Tzivisicha. So the Ramban in his commentary Chumash writes that interpretation is avachta kashet tzivisicha, that is alluding to the Torah Shebal Peh, he thinks that that's Torah Shebal Peh. He thinks that maybe pshuto shel mikra means something else. That in the Midbar, nechirasa zui shchitasa, there was an isa nevela. But in the Midbar, they were able to do nechira, that's the machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. The end of the first perek on Tezayin on the base. We discussed it a little bit when we spoke about Shechita La'oif. So the Ramban says in the Midbar the din was Nechiras Zui Shechitasa, that was acceptable, but Nechiras Zui Shechitasa was only on Chulin. On Kotshim there was always a din of Chomish Ulcha Shechita. So Ramban suggests in his commentary Chomish, maybe it was Avachta, Kasher Tzivisicha means when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and the din will change, Nechira will no longer be an acceptable form of Shechita. Then you have to do Vizavachta Chulin Kasher Tzivisicha Kvar BeKotshim. You have to apply all the Hilcha Shechita from Kotshim to Chulin as well. That's how the Ramban interprets the Pshat and the Pas. But it's not exactly so. All the Hilcha Shechita from Kotshim are not carried over to Chulin. Misasek is not carried over. It's the other Hilcha Shechita carried over. Yes.
For Shor B'Shul HaMikdashim, if you're Shechted, aren't you Matir Mide Eber Menachai? So that should be more that you should be able to feed it to Nachrim?
There's no, if the Nachri will eat it, he will not be in violation of Eber Menachai. That is absolutely correct. But we will be in violation of Hegdish. We're not allowed to take Hegdish and use it for our own purposes or feed it to someone else. So if you show up on the Megadoshim, it's still Hegdish. V'haraya, the Gemara says, it's Oysa Tmura. Gemara Kiddushin quotes, it's Oysa Tmura. Gemara Tmura says it also. Show up on the Megadoshim, Shehum HaBenipta, Lachat Pinyan, is Oysa Tmura. So you see, it still retains the Kiddusha. So true, if you shecht it, you can eat it betume, but you're not allowed to feed it to the Nochri or to the Kela because of the Kiddusha Shabbat, not because of the Eiv Malachai. You're right. The Eiv Malachai will go off. You'll be misakin the Yisrael Eiv Malachai.
So it's not that the Shechita is necessarily Moed. It's not that the Shechita makes it a Chal Shem like that because the Shechita is relevant to the Jews, so that's why it's Moed. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that it's just that Kachim rolling Moed for a Jew to eat, not for a non-Jew to eat.
Kachim habenisa Kodesh.
Right.
And there's a heta to eat it, kimitzvasai, but to feed it to the dogs, or to feed it to the nochri, is not considered kimitzvasai. So even a shop still in HaMikdashim that you can eat betuma, and you can eat it chutzli rishalayim, and chutzli azara, and anybody can eat it, not exactly anybody. The shechita is materit ba'achila, so shechita is only relevant as a mater for Yisrael. Mechira would also be matir for the Nochri. It's the Shechita that's matir. The Isa Kodesh is only matir to Israel. It's not matir the Isa Kodesh to the Nochri or to the Klovin.
There are
man considered
that Pashas of the matter of Kashir TV stickers by Kashim and not worry about Rebbe's question about Mesasik B'Kashim because they're balanced to Tassel. The Mesasik B'Kashim is a different Kashim rather than Shechita's Kashim.
That could be. Okay. That could be. They're balanced to Shechita's. Good. The Ragachover used to answer a lot of postcards. All the Bachim from all the yeshivas used to send them kashis and shailas, things in learning usually, not halacha l'mais. So somebody sent him a shaila, is it permissible if the shechta shah psula hamikdashim in the azara? Is there an isa chulin ba'azara? Because it's not really chulin, it's kotshim. You have a heta to shecht it chutz lazar if you want to. Maybe it's permissible to shecht it in the azar. So in the answer that's printed in the collection of letters that's printed in the Tzafnas Taneach, he says it could well be. He's not so convinced that it's also to shecht the shopsul hamikdashim in the azar. Maybe the pasuk says you're permitted to shecht it chutz lazar. Shecht it in the azar, maybe it is mutter. Even though it's not a korban, because it retains the, it still retains kedushas haguf. Maybe we should just review a little bit. Yesterday we were discussing Rava had two Mishnayos that he commented on the two Mishnayos that they both seem to indicate that like Reb Nosson, Ashchit Ein Sicha Kavana. The first comment was the opening Mishnah. It says Acherushot Vekotna Labenei Deya Labenei Kavana Ninu, and if they shecht and others are watching, they don't have them on this. You don't say it, so if they shech lebeinatzmam and no one is watching, so they don't have namanis to tell us that it's kosher. But if you have acherim roi moisam and the acherim have namanis, so then it'll be good. So the Gemara says, So you see from the Mishnah, the Shechitas Chula and Eina Tzvicha Kavon. Then the second Hachacha was in the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. That the Mishnah says only Nofla Sakim Meshachto, the Shechitas Apsula. Time with the Nofla Hahipilo Hukshera, Avgav Toloi Mechabim. Mantana, so Rabbi says that Mishnah also goes like Rav Nosson. The Gemara said, what do you need to a Mishnah is to tell you the same thing? That we hold like Rav Nosson. The Gemara said, one could have argued, this is better than that, that's better than this. So Rabbi says, the two Mishnayis tell you clearly, we accept Rav Nosson's opinion, and it doesn't make a difference this case or that case. So on the margin of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, they have in brackets, they have the whole Masoras HaShas, and the whole Ayin Mishpat Der Mitzvah with the Torah Or, all the Mar Mekayimus, all the cross references, were put in by somebody whose name is Rabbi Yeshua Boaz. They give him honorable mention on the first page. And then they have additional Mar Mekayimus in brackets, and so once in a while you have additional Mar Mekayimus in the Ayin Mishpat Der Mitzvah brackets, that was added later. Rabbi Yeshua Boaz was before the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, so he wrote the Shilta Gibarim also, on the side of the Rif. And then you have the added brackets were added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. That was in the 1700s. He was a contemporary of the Nodi Behuda. He corresponded with the Nodi Behuda. So you have there on the margin of Lamed Aleph and Aleph, you have brackets in the Masoras HaShatz. That's Rabbi Shai Berlin's cross-reference. He tells you, look in the Tosus and Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Zayin and Aleph. That's, I think, tomorrow's Daf Yemi. I looked on the calendar. Tomorrow's Daf Yemi. Okay, so Oyvel HaSiyosan. So we discussed it yesterday. So Taisvis there is bothered with Akasha. There was just to review the Kitsa to tie together all the loose ends from yesterday. The Taisvis there is bothered with Akasha. In Bava Kama, in the second Perek, Eish is one of the Arbalis Nezikin. Shor Bar Mava Hever. Hever is Eish. So Eish is one of the Arbalis Nezikin. So the Arbalis Nezikin means Niske Mamono. It's not Adama Mazik. So the Gemara says, yeah, Isha Mishum Amona, everybody agrees. There are cases that Eish is not Adama Mazik, Eish is only Mamon Mazik. Everybody agrees there are cases. But is there ever a case that Eish is Adama Mazik? Said that for sure. A man holds a torch and he burns down the other guy's house. So that's, of course, that's Adama Mazik. What if the person made a barbecue and he was negligent? He thought he put out the flame and he didn't. And then the flame flies all around the place and it burns down the whole city. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Isha Mishum Chitzav, and Reish Lakish says Isha Mishum Amon. And we usually pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three rare instances, and this is not one of the three, so we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. Isha Mishum Chitzav. There are cases that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Isha Mishum Amon, Isha is not Mishum Chitzav. There are going to be cases like that. But in many of the cases, we will pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishum Chitzav, that it's considered as if he shot an arrow, Chetz. Even though when you shoot an arrow, it's all Kocho, and over here, the Eish needs a Karachacham Yurabai to bring about the result of burning down the whole house, burning down the whole city. So nonetheless, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, that the Karachacham Yurabai is mitztarif to me, and it's all considered my mice, as if I did the whole thing. Isha Mishum Chitzav. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. If you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, so if I left the knife on the table and the wind comes later and it blows the knife off and it shechts, so why does the Mishnah say this? We draw a contrast. Nofla Sakin is no good because you need Korach Gavra. Hipila is good because you have Korach Gavra. You should say Isha Mishum Chitzav. Nofla should also be good. Nofla Sakin should also be good. Why do you distinguish? So Tosis has four answers. Tosis has four different terutz. So one teretz is, Tais is there in Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Zayin Amud. They don't have all the four answers, 1, 2, 3, 4. Tais says, maybe Ahina, one answer is on a different kasha, and the kasha, this kasha is towards the end of the Taisis. If you put together the whole Taisis, we said over yesterday, four different answers. I just want to review it. So one answer was, you're right, the whole sugi Sholek Alocha, the whole sugi goes like Reish Lakish. And we really pass from like Rabbi Yochanan. That's a problematic answer. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nofla. How is Rabbi Yochanan going to deal with the Mishnah? The Mishnah also goes like Reish Lakish. So you have a Stam Mishnah like Reish Lakish? The didn't elaborate on it. They just say the whole sugya. You can say a sugya in the Gemara goes like Reish Lakish. You can't say a Mishnah goes like Reish Lakish. You have to add on something. Something is missing in the Taisa. They just say the whole discussion, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, is according to Reish Lakish, Shalei Kalach. The second answer the Taisa said is, Shema yesh lechalik the shchita shchayni v'loy mistabel lechalik. They don't want to say that, and they prove that you can't say it like that. Why not? Because in the sugya in the second parak in Bava Kama, when the Gemara talks about isha mishum chitza, isha mishum amono, so the Gemara seems to say that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that isha mishum chitzav, if a person will murder somebody else, he'll be chayv misa based on isha mishum chitzav. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. That's really a fundamental machlokes in Gaonim. The Gaonim, the Bir Agron Choshe Mishpat has this problem on the Rambam. There's a difference between Adam Hamasik and Niske Mammon. Adam Hamasik is chayv b'chamisha dvarim. Nezik tzari p'shevis and boishes. And Mammon Hamasik is only chayv and nezik. You're not chayv, nezik tzari p'shevis and boishes. So what achayvul, let's say achayvul b'chaveiro. Achayvul b'chaveiro chayv b'chamisha dvarim. So what if we'll have, let's say, isho mishum chitzov? So I made a barbecue and I was negligent and it went and it burnt down the house and a person was so harmed, this person was so burnt that he looks awful. And there's nezek tzari pishavis and boshet, there's a lot of things to pay. So would we really paskin isho mishum chitzov and yechai b'chamisha dvarim? Yechai b'chamisha dvarim? So the Rambam says not so. The Rambam paskins isha mishum chitzav, and he says that you're not chayv chamisha dvarim. So the question is why. So the Bir Agra says that the Rambam holds like the Tshuvas Hagoyim and the Oitzer Hagoyim on Bava Kama that isha mishum the Vilna Gaon didn't have the Oitzer Hagoyim. It was just printed in the last century, but he's aware that there is such an opinion. He says the Rambam's opinion is that isha mishum chitzav is only in Hilchas Nezikin. There's a din of Eish. Eish is Chayev. And the Machlek Zabiechan of Mishlokish is, what do you call it, Odom, or you call it Niske Mamono. But no one would say that Isha Mishim Chitzav applies in any other area outside of Nezikin. So that's one idea that Tosis is rejecting. Tosis said it's against the Gemara, because Gemara said Beferish that if you killed someone, Isha Mishim Chitzav, you would be Chayev Misam. So that's the question. How did the other Rishonim read that Gemara? How did the Gaonim read the Gemara? The Gemara is Beferish, that it's Kom Lebe de Rabbinei. Seems like Yechai Mis. So the Brisker Rav has in his Sefer on the Rambam a whole reinterpretation of the Gemara in Bava Kama. How do you read the Gemara in the Sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzav if you hold the Isha Mishum Chitzav is only by Nezikin, that it doesn't apply anywhere else? So he has a whole suggestion, and then he says, Achazman, he found that the Ran in Sanhedrin says this pshat, that the Gemara never said that a Ratzech would be Chai Misa based on Isha Mishim Chitzav. The Gemara just said it would become Levi the Rabbini. Aye, but in order to become Levi the Rabbini also, you have to have a Chai Misa, so he explains why not. All reinterpretation of the Gemara. So this is one suggestion to Farem for the Kasha. Tosis asked the Kasha, Nofla Sakin is no good because no Kar Gavra. Hipila is good because there is Kar Gavra. Nofla is also Kar Gavra. If Isha Mishim Chitzav, so it should be Kar Gavra. And don't tell me that Isha Mishim Chitzav is only a din in Nezikin and doesn't apply to Kala Tarkula. It's not true because the Gemara says that Yechayv Misa Mitam Ratzeach. That's what Tosis argues. You see, Ratzeach has to be Kar Gavra. Ratzeach is one of the three cases where the Gemara said explicitly you need Kar Gavra. The Gemara distinguishes between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni. The guy picks up the dim and the water keeps on flowing. So if it's Karach Sheni, so it's not kosher for Shechita and it's not kosher for Netilas Yadayim, and the Ratzech is not Chayim Misa. So that's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Ratzech needs Karach Gavra. So Taisus in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin and Aleph understood that Isha Mishim Chitzav is Din and Kol HaTarakula. And they prove it because the Gemara says Yechai Mishim Ratzech. The Goinim and a group of Rishonim deny it. They say Isha Mishim Chitzav is only a din in Ezekin. And the Vilna Goin claims he thinks the Rambam holds like that. Isha Mishim is like the Goinim. Isha Mishim Chitzav is only a din in Ezekin, doesn't apply in Kala Terakula. Then there's room to say a third Teretz. Tosis didn't really say this Teretz. Maybe they did. Maybe Tosis meant this Teretz. There's room to argue the point and say that Isha Mishim Chitzav is called Maisa HaAdam, but it's still not called Karach Gavra. Karach Gavra is something over and above Maisa HaAdam. The Haraya, that the Rashbo and the Taurus Abayis raised the possibility, the Gemara says in the end of the second parak of Abakama, if Hoysa Evim and Achas Labacheko, a person is sitting and he has a big stone on his lap and then he gets up and he knows when he gets up the Evim is going to roll down. Not that he forgot all about it. and he doesn't care. He stands up and he doesn't care. The Eben rolls down and they kill someone and makes a damage and so on. So the Gemara says, what are all the dinim? So you see from the Gemara that it's called Maisa Ha'adam, that is Chai Mishum Adam Amazik. He gets up and the Eben rolls. That's called Maisa Ha'adam. That's called Kocho. So the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis quotes a suffix in the name of the Bali Atos. It's going to be in Yerideya. That it could be that would be no good for Shechita. Hoysa Sakim Menachas Labecheko. And he gets up and he knows the Sakim is rolling. Maybe that's not called Kar Gavra. Maybe in order to be labeled as Kar Gavra, you have to have a teleological act. Yes, like we had, what was the Loshan of the Brisa? Zorak Sakim and Noatza Bekoiso. He wanted to, Noatza Bekoiso wanted to do something. But Stam, he just wants to get up. He wants to get it off of his lap, but he's not interested in accomplishing anything. He's not interested in hitting a target. Doesn't care at all where it lands. So the Rashba quotes a suffix from the Baal HaTosfos. That could be that's not called Koach Gavra. If you're the that's on the assumption that Koach Gavra is something distinct from Maisa HaAdam. That was what we had at Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Where was that? On Daf Hey on the base, Daf Dal on the base. Where Tosfos seems to equate Koach Gavra with Maisa HaAdam. The Gemara says the Eima Mabezeh HaMayim, that an Adam HaMazik Aydei Mayim will be Chayiv. So Tosfos says, how will he be Chayiv? If it's Kerch Sheni, he's not Chayiv. If it's Kerch Rishon, it's Adam. So what do he need? A new Av Nezik and Av Mayim. So Tosfos writes a Dava Pasha that Adam HaMazik Aydei Kerch Sheni is not Chayiv. So the Chazon Ish writes on that Tosfos. Tosfos seems to be equating, Tosfos assumes that Kerch Gavra is just another phrase, another way of saying the concept of Maisa HaAdam. The Chazon Ish thinks that it's not true, that Kerch Gavra is something over and above Maisa HaAdam. It's not identical with Maisa HaAdam. So here, this Tosfos quoted by the Rashba, we don't have this Tosfos on Shas. The Rashba in the Torah Sabbais quotes the Tosfos and is quoted in Yerideya, and he stands up and the Sakin falls over and it accomplishes a Shechita, if that happened. So the Tosfos is mistapik to say that even though it's Maisa HaAdam and for Nezikin purposes he would be Chayiv, it's Koicho, it's not Kerchshein, it's Koicho, it could be that for Shechita purposes it's no good, because you have to have Kavanah to do some Pa'ula, like it says, Zorak Sakin and Noatza Bekoisel, he wanted to accomplish something. So there's room, you can say that's the Teretz on the Kasha. Nofla Sakin, you can say from today till next year, Isha Mishum Chitzav, but still it's a lack of Kerach Gavra. So Tosfos rejected that also, because Tosfos said, you see that Isha Mishum Chitzav is Chayv Mishum Ratzeach. Tosfos rejected the both svaras. We said there's room to say Isha Mishum Chitzav is restricted only to Nizikin. Doesn't apply to Kol HaTarkula. Half of the Rishonim say like that. There's a Tshuvan Avni Nezer where he shows it's a fundamental Machlekes of Rishonim. And the Briska Rav has in a Seif on the Rambam like that. A group of Rishonim who insist that Isha Mishum Chitzav is only vis-a-vis Nezikin. So Tosfos rejects it and says it's not true. Because in the Sugya and Isha Mishum Chitzav, the Gemara says, if I was negligent in the fire by the barbecue and it burnt down the whole neighborhood and people got killed, so I'm Chayiv Misa, I would theoretically be Chayiv Misa. I'm not Chayiv Misa because they didn't give me any Hasra. No one realized that it's going to kill all the people there. So since theoretically I deserve Misa, so you say Kom Levi Derabine doesn't have to pay for the Nezikin. So Tosfos says from the fact that there's Kom Levi Derabine, you see that Isha Mishum Chitzav makes a Chiyuv Retzeach on me. So that's Tosfos is arguing two points there. Point number one, that Isha Mishum Chitzav is not restricted only to Nezikin and applies in Kol HaTarkula. And point number two, one could have said a Teretz, Isha Mishum Chitzav, we can say from today till next year, it's Maisa HaAdam, but it's still not called Koach Gavra. Maybe Koach Gavra is something over and above Maisa HaAdam. So Tosfos themselves hold it's not true, Koach Gavra is the same thing as Maisa HaAdam. But the Tosfos quoted by the Rashban, the Torah Sabayis, says that there is such a possibility. Hoysa Evan Menachas Labacheko is Maisa HaAdam, he's Chai Mishum Adam HaMazik, the Gemara Bava Kamma, and Tosfos is mistapik to say maybe it's not called Koach Gavra. The Tosfos rejects that also in the same statement. They say no, but Ritzicha needs Koach Gavra. Ritzicha is one of the three cases that is Mefurish in the Gemara, that Koach Sheni is not Chayev. You need Koach Gavra by Netilas Yadayim, and by Shechit and by Retzeach. That's Mefurish, that Koach Sheni is not Chayev. So they rejected both in that one line, Ve'en Loima Deshayni Shechita, because the Gemara says that Retzeach, with respect to Retzeach, you also say Yishim Shem Chitza. So those could have really been two different terutzim. One terutz that Yishim Shem Chitza restricted only to Nezikin, and they say it's not true. The other teretz is Isha Mishem Chitzuv doesn't accomplish that it should be called Kerach Gavra, and they still fight to argue that it's not true. And then the fourth teretz that Tosfos doesn't say if they're asking this kasha, but they already said it in the beginning of the Tosfos. Tosfos there in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin, Tosfos has one kasha and they give this teretz. Then they, 8 lines later, it's a Tosfos, 20-30 line Tosfos. And 10 lines later, they ask this kasha with our Gemara, and they give it, and they give 2-3 terutzim. The first teretz that they gave answers this kasha also. Tosfos there distinguishes that that's what the Chazanish has a whole essay about, the Marsho has, and the Chazanish has, that the only time you apply Isha Mishim Chitzav is if the Koach Acher is functioning already now, simultaneous with my pula. I put the knife on the table and the wind is blowing right now and it blows it right away. Or I put the knife on the table and immediately after I put the knife on the table, the wind picks it up and it does a shchita. So then you would have to say Isha Mishim Chitzav. But if I put the knife on the table and it's calm, and it's Seif Cham Alova, Seif Tzin Alova, the wind comes later, so the wind comes later, even Rabbi Yechon will agree that that's not called Isha Mishim Chitzav. That's already Isha Mishum Amonim. And that's what Rab Chaim writes, and that's what the Nesiv, Rab Chaim writes like that on the Rambam, and Hilchos Shechenim, and the Nesivis writes like that to answer the Kasha. So just to sum up, there were really 4 different terutzim on Tosfos Kasha. Why don't you say Isha Mishim Chitzav Shenof Lasakin Vishachdu should be good? So there are 4 different terutzim. Yeah.
Why you say that it's not Kerach Gavra? So why is there a Tzeachayev?
Right. It would not be Chayev. Right. So Tosfos understood that the Gemara said if you hold the Isha Mishim Chitzav, the Tzeach would be Chayev. So the Brisker Rav gave an alternate reading in the Gemara. The Gemara never meant to say the Ritzach would actually be Chayev, just that you would apply Kam Lebe de Rab Mine. Aye, but in order to apply Kam Lebe, don't you have to have a Chayev Misa? So he explains why you don't have to. He quotes a Chidush Aran on Sanhedrin. It's Shalobim Koma. The Chidush Aran is over there on Ayin Zayin. He's explaining the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Chav Gimel, wherever it is, the Isha Mishim Chitz of Gemara. That's what we learned yesterday, yeah. So the Gemara had a whole discussion here about a cotton. Acheru shot of a cotton alab b'nei deyanino. If a cotton takes a neder, the neder is not binding because the alab b'nei deyanino, if he makes kinyonim, if he gets married, the kiddushin is not chal. A mice of cotton, whatever you need, das, a kherishat of a cotton, la b'nei das nino. So here the Gemara says, here Tosfos points out, the top Tosfos on Yud Beis and the base points out, that by ksivis ager, Tosfos assumes that a god, laimer agabav, is good even for the teref, not only for the teifis, which only needs lishma midirabanan, it's even good for the teref, which needs lishma minatar. The Rambam Paschal is not so. The Rambam Paschal, god, laimer agabav, is only effective on the level of the rabbanan. But Tosfos assumes that it's good even on the level of their Isis. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion, when can we rely on the machshava of a cotton? If it's a maises, yesh la maise, machshava, in la machshava, what a machshav, then it carries mitoch maisov, so it's a shaila, then the Gemara says, midirabanan lechumre, but not lekula, till the whole Gemara, on your gimel and al. So the Gemara says that sometimes the machshava of a cotton is meaningful. If the machshav is b'shas ma'isa machshav, then it carries mitoch ma'isa. So Tosfos, the end of the long Tosfos, the Diboy Lei Ma'isa, the end of the top Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, and they don't have a teretz. By Hafrashas Truma, the opening Mishnah in Truma says, Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tormu ein trumasam truma. There are 5 people who cannot be mafresh truma, not only in Hatzila, even b'diyevit, if the mafresh truma is just not chal. So 3 out of the 5 are the famous characters, the 3 musketeers, the cheresh out of the cut. If they're mafresh truma, it's no good. So Tosfos fact akasha, but we just said from Gittin that if you have God, loimer al gabov is going to be good. And Tosfos shows from chalitza. Tap Tosfos on Yud Beis and Beis shows from chalitza. The Gemara says a cotton ain't a choylet. Why? It's a xeris akasav that it says ish kochi yosel ish. That's why cotton cannot do chalitza. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why do you need a drasha ish prat le cotton? Why don't you just say, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Kuf Vav and Aleph, chalitza is only valid ad she is kavan hu, ad she is kavan he. You need the yavam and the yavam should both have kavana. Nu akotna is alav bardas, so you can never have kavana. So goodbye. So what do you need a pasuk ish prat bakotna? He's no good anyway because alav bar is alav bar kavana. So Tosfos says no, the chalitza is always supervised by the bezin. And it's going to be like God Laimin al Gabbav, Malam de Mosa, Masira Mosa. They're going to explain to him every step of the way. And they're going to explain to him what the Chalitza is all about. So then the Kotn is the Bar Hochi of Kavana. So Tosfos Frek Takashe, if the Kotn sometimes is the Bar Hochi of Kavana, when God Laimin al Gabbav and the Bezin and Malam de Mosa. So let's say you convince a little boy he should get married, he'll be Mekadosh and Isha. So God Laimin al Gabbav, the Kiddushin should be good. And if the cotton is mafresh truma, we'll give a class to young children before bar mitzvah. What give them a class? Hafresh truma, what it's all about? And then we tell the kid, go be mafresh truma, and he'll go and he'll do it. And he write it, and he got 100 on the exam with extra credit. Nu got a limit al gabav, so it should be hafresh truma. So why does the Mishnah say that these three people, cheresh to be cotton, is nothing to discuss? Ain't trumas and truma. If it should be got a limit al gabav, should be good. So that's their kasha. The truma nami. Yoel, why doesn't it help? Why doesn't Afrosh of the Cherishot of the Katna help? By a God Laiman Agava. That's how the final kasha that they ask in the end. So Abchaim has in his safe on the Ramam and Hilchas Chalitza a teretz on the kasha. And Rabbi Ochanan has in his safe on Yavamas a whole simon about this. And Rabbi Shimon Shkop also has the same thing. And surprisingly, Rabbi Yosef Engel, who is not at all Litvak, has the same Marocha. A lot of times Rabbi Yosef Engel has exactly the same as Rab Chaim, with all the same Rayas also. Here, each one has this overlap, and each one has their own Rayas. So Rab Chaim explains that there's a fundamental difference in his terminology, a difference between Das and Kavana. That a Kotnal Pidin is a Lab Bar Das, so that is non-negotiable. That's not going to help God Laimer Al Gabov. He can be the Vilna Goyen, who finished all of Shas before Bar Mitzvah still. A kotn al pidin before bar mitzvah is alav bar das. So for kiddushin and for nedarim you need das. The hafrashas truma, the halacha requires das. So a kotn is alav bar das is nothing to discuss. Then there's another issue. Sometimes you don't need das. You just need shchita tzvicha kavana. Let's say chalitza needs kavana. You don't say chalitza needs das. When a man is married and he gives his wife a get, so that's a kinyan shtar. So a get is a kinyan shtar, so you need das, like if you give a shtar to be makne karkoes. So a get needs das, so let's say a kotn is miyabim yevimta, and then he wants to give her a get, so while he's a kotn, he cannot give a get. Yibum doesn't need das. Yibum doesn't need das at all, so the kotn can be kind of the yibum the Mishnah has. Kotn shabal yevimta is kind of a little bit. According to Rashi, is kind of an atayra. But he can't give a get to Katnusa because a get is a Kenyan shtar, and shtar needs das, and the Katn is a lav bar das. Chalitza is not that the man is really married and with the power vested in me as the husband, there's a zika leibum, so he has the right to do chalitza. It's not that he has the right to do chalitza. It's a din that Isha hikne lo men hashamayim, she's kuka leyovam, kozman, he didn't perform the mitzvah. Once he does the mitzvah of chalitza, so she's materis leinos lachuk. It's not the chalitza is like a get. When a couple is married and the husband gives a get, so the get is a kinyan to be matar. Chalitza is not a kinyan. That was the suffix that the Chachman Tzvi raised. That the Gemara says that she's kavanu vachit is kavanhi by the chalitza. She's only materis leinos lachuk if they both had kavana. So you had the suffix kavana for what? Kavana because mitzvah shrich is kavana. Is that the kavana, or is the kavana means kavana's heta lachuk? Or the kavana means kavana's kinyan. So he raises the possibility, his third possibility, that chalitza is a kinyan. So that's Rab Chaim insists that it's not correct. Chalitza is not a kinyan. Chalitza is not a kinyan at all. Chalitza is a mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, so the din is she becomes mataris leinos lashur. Kozman, you didn't do the mitzvah, she's asura. So that's why by chalitza it's possible to consider, it would have been possible to consider that a kotn should possibly do chalitza. We don't permit it because it says ish kochi osel ish ish ksibe parshe pat lekotn. But if not for that pasuk ish, I would have said a kotn can do it. Why? Because you don't need das bailim. He's not a bailim over here. It's a din. Kozman, they didn't perform the chalitza. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. But the only reason why we pass a kotn for chalitza is the gzeres hakosef. But by afrosh as truma, that's tak a maise. that requires das, like kinyanim need das. So then no one would ever think that gadol amin al gabav would be good.
What mitzvah is chalitza for the woman?
That's a discussion whether chalitza is only a mitzvah for the man or it's for both. There's room to say that they're both mekayim the mitzvah by chalitz. That is a discussion. Who's mekayim the mitzvah? Yibam also a discussion. Is yibam only a mitzvah on the part of the man, or is yibam a mitzvah on the part of the woman as well? Because piri v'rivya, women are not mechayvim piri v'rivya. Machlekes hatanaim in the end of Habo Yevimtoi. So we pask women have no obligation to fulfill piri v'rivya. So some rishonim write that yibam is a branch of piri v'rivya. So women are not mechayiv and yibam. Tosfos holds not so. That's in the Avodah Zarah, the beginning of the Sefer Avodah Zarah, he quotes a long tshuva, goes on for pages and pages and pages, a long tshuva from Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat to the Ravid. Apparently Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, this unknown figure, was the God Lador in that generation, and the Ravid asked him to explain to him the secret, why is it that some mitzvahs have a bracha and some mitzvahs don't have a bracha? When you give tzedakah, you don't say a bracha. And some mitzvahs you say al, and some mitzvahs you say le. So he wrote him a whole tshuva. So the Abu Dram starts off in the beginning of the Sefer. He quotes this long tshuva from Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. He's hardly ever quoted by the Rishonim, but they all, in the generation of the Rabbi, they all respected him. The Miriam Erevin quotes him a few times, Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. I don't know who he was. So he assumes in his tshuva, in his long kuntris on brachas, he talks about how come there's no brach on Yibum, on a chalitza, and so on. He assumes in the middle of his tshuva that the mitzvah Yibum is a branch of Piri V'Rivya. So the women are the Yavamas, has no mitzvah of Yibam, only the Yavam. And the Tosfos in Bava Basra, another place, holds the Beferish not so. That's also the mitzvah of Yibam is both on the Yavam and on the Yavam. And then you get involved, the Bat Chalitza also. Is it a mitzvah on both, or is only a mitzvah on the part of the man? It's also a discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has quite a few Svarma. One of his Svarma is a Tshuva Sefer, Ben Peiros. His name was Yosef, Ben Paras Yosef. He was good looking also, Ben Paras Yosef. So he, in the middle of a tshuva, he has always a shtikl Torah. Not just a boring halacha l'maisa, it has to be lebedik. Tshuvas agunas are also very lebedik. He's trying to prove the guy's dead, but he makes it very lebedik. So he has in the middle of one tshuva, he has to farem for a certain kasha from the Tur Yevin. Tur Yevin, the Shagas Aryeh has in a sefer on Rosh Hashanah Akasha and a certain Gemara. The Gemara talks about a cherish out of a cotton and a cherish performing a mitzvah. So he says, what do you mean they perform a mitzvah? If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, so the cherish out of a cotton on lab b'nei da, so there's no kavana. So according to the opinion, and it's a shaila, we and the Mechaber passing the mitzvah sichas kavana. So if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, how can you say that a cotton never fulfills any mitzvah? Even as an enemy to the Yosef, he's lacking the Kavana. Rabbi Yosef Engel says he thinks the Kasha is based on a mistake. He thinks that a Cherish out of a Kotna La B'nei Das means he's not a Bar Das, but a Bar Kavana he is. He can't have Kavana. And he quotes all of these things that Rabbi Chaim quotes, plus more. Plus more. He gives Rabbi Ochanan of Asaman, and the Sefer Yivam also quotes a lot more, many more cases, many more Nafkaminas Ladina between Kavana and Das. That's Rab Chaim. On the last line in the Tosfos, on the top of Yud Gimel and Aleph, the Tosfos said, why doesn't God Olamir Agabov enable the Cherush out of the cotton to be Marfish Truma? That's the teretz that Min HaShemayim Hinichu Mokayim His Gadabo. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rab Chaim were in the same generation. They both came up with this chiluk. Das and Kavan are not the same. And Reb Shimon may have picked it up from Reb Chaim. Reb Shimon used to learn with Reb Chaim, by Reb Chaim in Balozhin. Okay, so we got to start a little Chazar. So we'll do the Chazar by looking through the Yeridei a little bit. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, okay. Kol Shachim L'chatchil Afilo Noshim. That was the topic discussed in the first Tosfos in the Mesifta. And then the Ramah quotes that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ogur that the minig is that the women don't share. So the Beis Yosef is not happy with the Ogur. What do you mean the minig is that the women don't share? Did it ever happen that a woman walked up to the bat, the shecht, and then the Rav said, no, we don't permit you to shecht? So the minig is that we don't allow women to shecht? Oh, it never happened? A a woman and the women are busy raising their children. They're busy staying at home, whatever. Busy learning in the kollelot, getting smicha, whatever they're doing. And the shana never came up that a woman should be interested in shech. So the Beis Yosef, the hisig al ha'agur, lo re'inu ein araya. Lo re'inu ein araya. What kind of a proof is that? That the minig is that the women don't shech. The issue never came up. So the fiend is daiti, the shachin says the ogur. He quotes from the Marik and it's quoted in the Choshen Mishpat. The lo re'inu ein araya doesn't prove one way or the other. Let's say the Edom were in a room, and the question is whether something happened or not. So the Edom say, let's say, I say I lent him $1,000. And there are two Edom who say, we were watching when I lent him $1,000. So that's good. I say I lent him $1,000, he denies it. And the Edom say, we were at the room, we didn't see it. They were sitting and learning, but everything that happens in the Beis Medrash, everybody sees. Lorino ain't a riot, it doesn't prove. If you say I saw it, so that's two Edom saw it. You say I didn't see it. So do you say, I was sitting there the whole time, Lazaza Yada Metoch Yadenu. I was there the whole time at the same table and it didn't happen. Then Lorino is a riot. But if you say, I was there and I didn't notice it, it doesn't mean anything. That's the Gemara says, Lorino ain't a riot. So the Shach quotes from Choshen Mishpat that the quote of Marik, Lorino ain't a riot doesn't really prove a point, but it does establish a minik. So since Lamaisa, the minik is that for so many centuries the women didn't shech, so that establishes the minik. That's how the Shach interprets this ogur. So the Beis Yosef quotes from some Rishonim that we distinguish that we don't permit the women to be the official shochet in the city, but if they want to shecht for themselves, gesunte heit. That's not the way it's said in the Hilchas Aleph Yud that the Tosfos quoted. They said that Noshim are not strong enough, we're afraid chayshina la'alufei. Other consideration, Nashim Daitan Kalas, they may not do a good job, then you shouldn't allow the woman to Shech Benola Ben Atzma either. So the Beis Yosef is not happy with this distinction. Why should you distinguish that the women cannot Shech Lacherim, but the Atzma the Meshech? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that in Chele Gimel Yerideya, a lot of the rabbis never get so far to Chele Gimel Yerideya. So in Chele Gimel Yerideya, there's a section about Hilchas Talmud Torah, then the section about Hilchas Hayrasi Sebeheta, a section about Hilchas Malamdim. So over there, the Ramah quotes the dinim. There is a din that it says regarding the Melech Yisrael, Amal Yarch Yamim, who Mamlach the Bekerav Yisrael, who Bono Bekerav Yisrael. The Melech should be careful all of the dinim, the Yarbala Noshim, Kesav Yavla Yarbala Miyad, and so on. And the Loshon HaPasik is that the Malchus goes over the Yerusha. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that this din that Malchus goes over the Yerusha applies to any position of Svarah. Just because the Yeshiva has a painter, and we always call the same painter. So when the painter dies, we'll have to take his son also. Not Mechuyah. We'll see if he charges less than the others. Well, if he does a good job, we'll take the son. Doesn't go be Yerusha. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that we assume Rabbanus goes be Yerusha. Big machloikas, whether Rabbanus goes be Yerusha. And we Paskin Rabbanus does go Birusha. Torah does not go Birusha. Any Yerusha, Mishnah says, Torah doesn't go Birusha. So one of the early Achranim said, how can Rabbanus go Birusha? If Torah doesn't go Birusha, how can Rabbanus go Birusha? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva that's entitled Sheish Maibas Lakise. All of his other tshuvas have numbers. And this one, in addition to having a number, has a title. Sheish Maibas Lakisi is because Shlomo HaMelech had a throne that had six steps that you had to climb up, and it had lions on either side. So the tshuva is that a rov in Europe passed away, and there was a question among the Balabatim in the community whether they should appoint the son-in-law or the son as the Memalim Opim. So he has Agansa tshuva. So I forgot which way he comes out the Maskana, but there are six issues, there are six hurdles that he has to overcome, six issues that he's done on in order to determine who wins the Kisei HaRabbanus. So the first issue is that whether Rabbanus goes Birusha Bichlal. So he comes to the Maskana that it does go Birusha. Aye, but Torah doesn't go Birusha, the Taina that early Achrenim had. So he says, in the days of the Tanoim that they had bona fide smicha, so the role of a Musmach was to give hayroa, to give psakim and halach. Says b'zman hazeh that we don't have any real smicha. The Ramah in there in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Ramah quotes on Abar Benel. I think it's the only place that Ramah ever quotes on Abar Benel. And the Abar Benel says a double poshut that you don't really need the Abar Benel for this. He says that smicha b'zman hazeh is only imitation smicha. It's not yish mipiyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, because you can't give, you can't confer smicha b'chutz l'aretz. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak. So the smicha today is only imitation smicha to satisfy the takana that Rebbe made. Rebbe Yudanasi made a takana Talmud al Yoram, okay, not to vishus mi rabbi. That's in Sanhedrin daf hey. No one should paskin unless he has ntilis vishus. And even if he has ntilis vishus, so the Gemara says he can only bizman hazeh. We don't have real smicha. So how do we function on it in Torah? Shluchasai kvavdim. We consider shluchim. So in the days of the Gemara, there were the Rabbanim in Babel, were the shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. There were Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha. As man has said, there are no Rabbanim anywhere in the world that have any smicha. So who shluchasai, who are we? So Taisus in the Rishonim says, shluchasai de kamoi kvavdim. We act as the shluchim of the original mesmachim who passed away 1500 years ago. So shluchasai de kamoi kvavdim, whatever that means. Okay, shluchasai. So the Gemara says, since it's only shlichasayu, so they only can function on an issue that's a milsa de shchicha de izbei chisaron kis. What is that? The Gemara in Bava Kam in the beginning of Achayvul. As man hazeh, we don't have smuchim, so it's based on shlichasayu. So kiko abdinu shlichasayu only on milsa de shchicha de izbei chisaron kis. So the Abdinezer writes, what is that all about? So he says, this whole tshuva is to ascertain what's the status, what's the role of a melech. He quotes from Abarbanels, and he quotes from Radaks, and he quotes from the Drosha Saran, and he quotes Psukim from the Meim Uksuvim. The upshot of the whole story is that Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. That's a pasuk in Mishli. The role of the king is to keep law and order, to maintain law and order in the land. And the role of the Rabbanim today is not so much the paskin shailas. That's part of their job. They should paskin shailas. They should teach. They should teach Torah Baram. The main role of the rabbi is to maintain law and order. So he says, the Gemara has a lashon, man malchi rabbanon, bi malachim imlochu. In Mishlei, the Torah, the Chochmah is the Torah, so the Torah says to the public, bi malachim imlochu. Those people who learn Torah, they become kings. The people who learn Torah become kings. So the Gemara says, yeah, man malchi rabbanon. The pasuk in Mishlei is referring to the rabbanim as malachim. So that's what the Abdinezer says. The role of the rabbinate today, it's not so much the Paskin Shabbos. All the Shabbos were worked out already in the days of the Rishonim, in the Shulchan Aruch Shain, everything is taken care of. If you have a big Shaila, you send it to me, the Abdenezer. You send it to the Gedolei Ador. It's not for the local rabbi. The role of the rabbi in his community is Melech ben Mishpat Yamin Eretz, to maintain law and order. That's why it's only Milsa de Shchicha v'Izbei Chisaron Kis. That's what he says, that just like Torah doesn't go birusha, but the role of the rabbi today is not so much to learn Torah. The role of the rabbi really is to maintain law and order, to do chesed, doka v'chesed. That was Rav Soloveitchik, was fond of saying this over, that he heard from Rav Meir Bar Ilan. This is printer. Rav Meir Bar Ilan was the son of the Netziv from his second wife. Rav Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv from his first wife, who passed away. And then the Netziv, in his old age, married his niece, the daughter of Dar HaShulchan. And from her, from the second wife, she was a gap at least 40 years, 30, 40 years difference. And she only wanted to marry a Talmid Chacham. She was married first, and she ran away from her husband because she decided he's Am Ha'aretz. He looks over the Gemara, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. So the parents said, you're Meshugana. It was against the law to run away from your husband. So the police were looking for her. She was hiding in the forest, and then she ran back to her parents' home. They said, the police are going to arrest you. So she said, she doesn't care. She's not going to go back to the husband. He's an Amor. Then they said, who's going to marry you? So she said, she'd rather stay in Aguna for the rest. She's not going to live with an Amor. And then when they heard that her aunt died, that her husband, that her uncle didn't see, was looking for a shidduch, so she said, he's a Talmid Chacham. She'll marry him. So she married him. She married him. And her son, Rav Meir Bar Ilan, wrote up the whole story. He's proud of his mother that she ran away from her husband. And she got a get, and she said she'd rather live as an aguna rather than live with the Amoritz. And then she married his father. She married the Netziv. So Meir Bar Ilan wrote this up, that he was once asking his grandfather, Dor HaShulchan, that was his mother's father, and he was asking his uncle, Chaim Soloveitchik, what is the role of the rabbi? So Dor HaShulchan said, the role of the rabbi is to paskin shailas. Dor HaShulchan sat in shul all day long. Balabatim came with Shilas and was always paskin and Shilas. And Ben Gavra Lagavi, he was writing in Zorach HaShulchan. And then when someone came with a Shilas, he was paskin and Shilas. Rab Chaim said the role of the rabbi is to do tzedakah v'chesed in the community. It's not so much. So this is what he has in his book. He has a Yiddish book from Valozhin Biz Yerushalayim. He was born in Balozhin, and then he lived in Yerushalayim. He lived through the Hakamas HaMedina, and he died after Hakamas HaMedina. And it translated into Hebrew. Fascinating reading. He has a whole section about different stories about Rav Chaim, funny stories about the yeshiva, Balozhin yeshiva, about his father, different things. So the Avnei Nezer writes like that also, that the role of the rabbi today is Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz. The role of the rabbis today is not to Paskin Shalit. That's part of his job, but the main role of the rabbi, the main function, is to function like a melech. So a melech, everybody agrees that malchus goes birusha. That's the original pasuk. Man yarch yamim amamlach tohu bottom the kerbi sroth. The gemara learns that from the pasuk that if beno is roy lakach, if the son of the king is not roy lakach, he can't appoint him as the king. But is roy lamali mekoyim aviv, then you can appoint him as the king. It goes birusha. So that's why we pask in la'alocha that malchus does go birusha. Then the rest of the tshuva he discusses: does a son-in-law have a right to yarshin? The Avnei Nezer assumes that a girl can't become a rabbi. An assumption. Where did he get such a funny assumption? A girl can't become a rabbi. So the Shah, what do you mean the son-in-law should yarshin the rabbanis? The son-in-law can't, the daughter can yarshin from the father, but she can't yarshin the rabbanis. It's not going to go to the son-in-law. This is part of this tshuva. This is one of the sheish milas lakis. Years later, before the Second World War, there was a great goyen who was the son-in-law of the Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva. His name was Rabbi Yosef Zusmanovich. He wrote a sefer, Truas Melech, no, on Rosh Hashanah, I think. Truas Melech. I think it has a haskama that was written in Tannersville, New York. Has a haskama that was written in Tannersville by, who was there? I forgot about who. Shimon Shkop or Rabbi Chan, I forgot about who. Someone wrote the haskama to the sefer. So there was an issue who should take over the position of Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka. His father-in-law was still alive. So he wrote a whole kuntres. It was printed a whole country. It's all a he'oris on the sheish ma'alas lakisei. Very long, the shekuntris. He assumes everybody read the sheish ma'alas lakisei, the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, and then he has pilpul on that. That's an added shaila he has, is there a din Yerusha while the father-in-law is still alive? Because the father-in-law went to Eretz Yisrael to establish the yeshiv in Hebron. Slabodka moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila was who should take over the position in Slabodka. So he felt that the son-in-law, he should take over. His tshuva is based a lot on, he says, his tshuva is all, the whole thing is based on the sheish ma'alas lakisa. So it says there in the end of Yerideya, by Hilchas Malamdim over there, that if a person is appointed to a position of Sarara, so it goes birusha to the children. So it says Shulchan Aruch about Rabbonis, we assume Rabbonis is Sarara, goes birusha. Then they talk about Gabois, that Gabois goes birusha. Unless Melechatchila, they told them in the outset, a lot of shuls, they say, we're appointing you as the gabbai only for 1 year, or only for 2 year term, and then afterwards not. Or they appoint the rabbi, they say it's only a 5 year appointment, and then we reserve the right to drop you after the 5 years. So if melechatchila, the whole hismanus, the whole minui only was lizman, so then fashtetzach, it doesn't go birusha. But if it was not made like that, then it does go. The common practice today, that was the Sridi Yesh has a tshuva, he writes that in Eastern Europe, they used to appoint a rabbi for life. It was understood he's a rabbi for life, and you don't fire the rabbi unless you can prove that he did aveiros. Sometimes he used to fire rabbis in Hungary when the rabbis would become reformed rabbis, so then they would have a ganze din Torah and discuss firing the rabbi. They have tshuvas and achronim about that. And in Western Europe, the Sridi Yesh writes, in Western Europe the practice was that the rabbis were only hired for a certain period of time, and it's self-understood, it doesn't go birusha, because the whole Tchilas Ahismanis was only this man mugvel. Like the Ramah says, the Ramah never had, couldn't imagine such a thing that the Rabbanah should only be Lizman mugvel. He talks about Gabois, if they appointed a Gabai Lizman mugvel, so when Lizman is up, so the Hismanis is up. So Fashteitzichin doesn't go birusha. But the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Rabbanis is a Srara. So just like we have a din in the Gemara that you cannot appoint a ger to serve as the melech, mikera b'achecha tosim alecha melech, mikera b'achecha means mimuvcha shebachecha, you can't appoint a ger, can't appoint an isha, some tosim alecha melech, melech v'loi malka, that melech v'loi malka, that rosha never appears in the Gemara, that's a psikta. But the Gemara has the din, the Gemara says in Shlosh Yishachlu and Brachas, that when you bench Birchas HaMazon, you have to mention Malchus Beis David. The Gemara says that women are not mechuyev to mention Malchus Beis David because women are not involved in Malchus. Noshimless neighbor Malchus. The Gemara seems to say both Noshim are not in Malchus, not to be appointed as Melech and not to appoint the Melech. That's the push of Shat in the Gemara. That's the Shat, can women vote? is it against halacha to have women vote? So many of the Gedolim held that women are not allowed to vote. Rav Kook, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, they held that women are not allowed to vote. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. And others held not so. Others held that, like the Melamed Lehoil, a woman can vote, but she can't be elected to a position. That's the Sror is to be elected to a position. So just like we wouldn't permit a ger to serve as a melech, we wouldn't permit a ger to serve as a rav either, because we assume in Yeridei, the end of Yeridei and Chelek Gimel, the Rabbanis and Gaboyas is considered a Sror on the Tzibur. So too, we wouldn't permit a woman to serve as a rabbi. That's considered a position of Sror. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe, the Shochet used to be like the assistant rabbi. The Shochet didn't just know Hilchos Shechita. The Shochet had to know how to learn a little bit. Here on page base on base in the Yerideya, they quote, the Shochet should know Chof Dalet Sifri. The Beis Yosef writes that the Shochet should be have a knowledge of the Tanakh. There are more rights on the Darkei Moshe. I don't see why. In Hilchos Talmud Torah also like that. The Beis Yosef says a Rav has to know all of Tanakh, and the Rambam says not so much. As long as he knows Gemara, he says over here the Shochet, in order to get Kabbalah, has to know how to learn Gemara. The Shochet in the Europe used to be considered the assistant rabbi. The Shochet today in a slaughterhouse is an employee of the boss. So that's not an issue of Noshim to serve as an employee of the boss, that's okay. But in Europe, the Shochet was considered like the assistant rabbi. When the rabbi was on vacation, the Shochet was the one who knew Yerideya. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's what it means. A woman can shecht for herself. We don't follow that Hilchus Salaf Yud. But the woman to be appointed as a Shochet for the city, that's like a women rabbi, so that's a violation of the Din of Sorora. Rabbi Kiva was a descendant of Ger. He himself was not a Ger. The Rambam writes, "Hashmai ba'avtalyan were Gerim," and the Tosis Yontif quotes that on Pirkei Avos when it says "Hashmai ba'avtalyan kimehem." So the Tosis Yontif quotes that the Maharal Prague in his commentary on Pirkei Avos asked that kasha on the Rambam: how can it be that they were Gerim? They were members of the Sanhedrin Gdola, and the Mishnah says in Horius that the Sanhedrin Gdola can have Gerim. So Rav Soloveitchik gave him such tickle terrors. But basically, the Mishnah says in Horius that a ger cannot be a member of the Bez Nagov. Rav Soloveitchik says sometimes yes, sometimes mm-hmm. no. Sometimes. But basically not.
Where does it say that Noshim Bishacht is
Latzman? Noshim
Bishacht is Latzman.
The Beis Yosef quotes that from Rishonim, and he doesn't understand why it should make a difference. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The whole pate of the Ogur, the Noshim should not be Shochtos, is not for the consideration of the Hilchus Elder Adoni that the Tosis quoted. He says, because Chashin Hashem et Tisalev. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the Ogur didn't accept that. The Ogur meant because of women rabbis, that the Shochet would be the assistant rabbi under a different name. So the assistant rabbi under a different name is not permissible. That's the first I mentioned. Rabbi Eli Konigsberg wrote up Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. He wasn't there in the Shiurim, but he used my notes and he heard Hilchos Shechita from Rabbi Genak. So he wrote up, the way he wrote it up, this was the first year. This was not the Rav's first year on Hilchos Shechita. The Rav spoke about other things. But the way he wrote it up, this is Simon Aleph in his Sefer, that you can't have women rabbis, can't have women assistant rabbis. Yeah.
Could a woman be a Mashgiach?
Rav Moshe talks about that. Mashgiach is like an employee. They're doing work. Can the woman be the Rav HaMachshir? That's his question. Maybe Rav HaMachshir was already considered a position of Sorora. So Rav Moshe thinks he can be Mekel. Rav Moshe doesn't see what's wrong to have a woman the president of the shul. Other positions of Sorora. The only thing Rav Moshe thinks, the only position, the Gemara says, Sam Tosim, Kol Masim is B'mashma. Mikerav Achecha is to the exclusion of a ger. So the Gemara says, you cannot appoint a ger to any position of Sorora. Not only Melech, even to lesser Sororas. Even to be the president of the water carriers union, the Gemara says the shakuloi, the laborers, the workers, to be the president of a union is not allowed. So Moshe has a tshuva. He suggests that maybe you only can't appoint a woman to be the melech. Melech lemalka is only melech, and any other svara less than melech, maybe he thinks that it is mut. His ray is that the Gemara says that a ger to be a dayan on a din Torah, so the dayanim are paskening on the baledinim, so that's considered Sorora. So a ger can only be on a din Torah if he's dan chavera hager. If one of the baledinim involved, all the parties involved are gerim, then it's muta. One of the parties involved is not a ger, so then the Gemara says a ger is not allowed to be on a bezin. So Akam Taisis discusses whether a woman can be on a bezin, whether a woman can to be on a bezin, you have to have smicha. So apparently you can give a woman smicha. Smicha in the days of the Tanoim, smicha didn't mean you're going to be a pulpit rabbi. Smicha means that you know how to learn. So there were women who knew how to learn in the days of the Tanoim. You have in the back of the Gemara Brochas, they have all the Kloli Hashas from Shmuel Andogin and all the others there. So they say if a woman knows how to learn, she's entitled to an opinion, and sometimes we pass like the women against the men. And he quotes a few places in Mishnayis and Tosefta's where we pass like Bruria, Eishes Ramer, against the other Tanoim. If a woman knows how to learn, if a man does not know how to learn, he is not entitled to an opinion of halacha. If a woman knows how to learn, she is entitled to an opinion. Okay. So a woman apparently doesn't bother Taisus. A woman is possible to get smicha. Taisus is just asking, can she serve as a dayan? Because kalapasa lahoid is pasalod. So Taisus goes back and forth, maybe yes. So Ramosha asks, how can she serve as a dayan? Who are going to be the baledinim? So the answer probably is both women. If they're both baledinim are women, because one of them is going to be a man, so how, like a ger cannot be done a Yisrael, because that's considered tzrara. So if a woman is going to be done a man, so that's also considered tzrara. So Moshe doesn't think that that's pshat and taisa. He thinks that the woman is going to be done a man, and he proves from this that the miut, that Saim Tos Malach and Melech, Melech Lamalka, is not the same as a ger. A ger is Saim Tosim Kol Mesim is B'mashma, that's the Gemara in Mitzvah Chalitza, or Mesim is any position of tzrara, may not be held by a ger over a Yisrael, but women, other positions of Sraura are okay. Rav Soloveitchik thought that we should follow the Rambam. The Rambam says that all positions are not permissible for a woman. Later on, after Ramosha's Tshuva was printed, then they elected Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah. So someone printed an essay. It's all Ramosha's fault, because Ramosha said that you can appoint a woman to a position of Sraura other than Melech, so it's his fault. So Ramosha took it seriously. It was a joke. Moshe took it seriously, so he wrote a response and he printed it in the Igros Moshe. He said, what do you mean it's my fault? What, they read my Igros Moshe? They don't ask me any shilas and they're not interested in what I have to say, and the Israeli government does whatever they want to do. He asked Rav Soloveitchik about that. Is it permissible to have... Because he insisted, he once told a rabbi to resign his position in the Rabbanah because they appointed a woman as the president of the shul. And the rabbi resigned. He went into business after that. He was a nice Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. He used to be in Rabbanah. Rav Soloveitchik felt that the din applies, the Srara prohibition for women applies to all positions of Srara. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik, how can Golda Meir be the Rosh HaMemshalah? Isn't in a position of Srara? So he said, and Ben-Gurion was Muta. He said, Ben-Gurion was an apikoros, he was an atheist. So they didn't ask the Mizrahi, they didn't ask us what the din is. That's Rav Moshe. According to Rav Moshe, it's permissible to appoint a woman, but he said, they didn't ask me, and they're not interested in what I have to say. Yeah. Anyway, that's the first shiur in the collection of Rav Soloveitchik, Shiur Man Yeravdei. That's the first shiur. Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in the Ramo. That is not that the Ramo is choshish for the Hilchos Eldad Adoni. It's rather a different consideration because of Sarara. It is a problem of Sarara. Assistant Rabbi is also here, that the Shoichet in town was also considered like the assistant rabbi. He knew Yeridei. The din is if the people are mekabel, so it's okay. Let's say you're not allowed to have, not allowed to appoint a ger to a position of srot. But if there was one year, here the Akhrenim talk about it, the shoichet of town was considered a srot. So when the shoichet would die and his son was a shoichet, it went Birusha to the son, like Rabbanus, and like Gabbayus used to go Birusha. So the right to serve as the Shoichet went Birusha. They have a whole Shaila, I think Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has it here in this collection that they just published this year. As a tshuva, the local Shoichet passed away, and the Shoichet's son is too young to become the Shoichet. So they appointed a different Shoichet. And then in the interim, the Shoichet's son grew a little older, and then now he does Shechita. And now the other Shoichet passed away. So his son wants the Yarshin, the position, but now the son of the first Sheikhet is also Roy Lekach. So he has a whole discussion which son gets the Yerusha. The assumption is that the one is appointed, the Sheikhet is not like the painter. It's not like the caretaker. That doesn't go birusha. That's not srara. Mal yarchi yame mamalach duhu bonim bekeri Israel. That's a position of srara goes birusha. So we assume that the local shoychet is considered a position of srara. It's like the assistant rabbi. Like Rabbanis and Gabois goes birusha. So the position of shoychet also goes birusha. So we had that years ago. There was a certain community in Europe that sent a young man who was a ger. They knew he was a ger. It wasn't a secret. They needed a chazan. They didn't have a chazan. So they sent him to the Bell School of Music. He should learn zechos chazanis. He should stay here a year or two, learn how to become a chazan. And they wanted him to come back and to serve as their local chazan in their community. They wanted it. So there's an issa. You're not allowed to appoint a ger to a position of sror. And the chazan is also considered a position of Svara. But Balais Breir, if they don't have anyone else who can serve as the chazan, if you don't have anyone else who can serve as the rabbi, so then you can appoint the gear. He's the shliach ha-tzibur. He represents the tzibur. When you get an aliyah, that's not considered a Svara. That's why the Gemara says when the gabbai offers you to dama for an omid, so Darach Eretz dictates you should turn it down the first two times and only accept the third time because it's really a Svara. To serve as the shliach ha-tzibur is a responsibility, not just a job.
Can a ger never be a shliach ha-tzibur?
That guy, Pesach type. Be kroy is okay, but to be kavu as the shliach ha-tzibur, that's a problem. Yeah.
What's with women principals?
A woman principal over a school of women is okay. Over a school of men, it's only if they can't get the man who's as good. She's the best one for the job.
Why isn't that Sarah also
for the... It is Sarah. It is
Sarah. The women's school.
No, to have Sarah, women over women is like a ger over ger. That's okay. But a ger over Yisraelim or a woman over a man, that's the din. That's not proper. Unless that's the best one for the job. Unless she's the best one for the job.
What's the
No, it's not an Issa Mukhlot. It's when you're appointing, I think the Kes Mishnah has that in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim, when he talks about appointing women. So I think either the Kes Mishnah or the Nadi Yehuda has like that. There were periods of time that there was a queen who was running the government. So why did the Rabbanim permit it? Eleni Amalka maybe talks about it. There was a period of time that there was a woman running the Jewish government, not that she was the wife of the king. She was running the government. So some say that she got a birusha from her father. That the whole thing only is to appoint in the first place. But once the father was a male, he was appointed, then to get birusha is okay. And others say that she was the best one for the job under the circumstances. It's a din. Like the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael means if all other things are equal, so whenever it's within reason, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not reasonable, there's nishta. Yeah, when you're appointing a person to position of svara, so the more correct it is to appoint a man. You shouldn't appoint a woman. But if the best one for the job is a woman, so you have no choice. One of the rabbanim in New Jersey had such an AC that there were two candidates for the presidency in his shul. So if the man would be elected president, the first thing he would do would be to fire the rabbi. If the woman would be elected president, so she would maintain the rabbi. So he was afraid to ask the rabbanim in America, so he asked somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and he told him, see to it that the woman gets elected president. That's a Balais Breira. Balais Breira. So you're permitted to allow a woman to be the president of the shul. But if you can have a man, so that's not right. Then the Shulchan Aruch says we allow Avodim. Chol Odom. Afilei Makimos Avodim. So there's a discussion over here. Avodim, the Taz and the Shatik both quote the Torah writes Avodim Mishuchrorim. Avodim Mishuchrorim. That's not Avodim. Avodim means Avodim She'enim Mishuchrorim. So the Shach and Sivkotin base is explaining the tour. Nah, it just means the Avodim in the days of the Gemara were low lives. They're not reliable. You can't trust them. God, that's what he means. It's not a halacha. It's not a halacha al pidin that an Ebekneini is posel l'shchita. That's a double pasha like that. Yeah. Sometimes you have a pasuk here. The Nekudas HaKesef has a comment. The Taz in Sivkot and Beis quotes a Yalkut Shemayni. So the Nekudas HaKesef says, come on, what is he quoting Yalkut Shemayni? We all know that there's so many misprints in all the regular editions of Yalkut Shemayni, you can't prove what the din is based on a Girsan. The Yalkut Shemayni is probably a Torah Sefer. So then the Nekudas HaKesef goes on to another discussion. Sometimes the Gemara will have, let's say, by Parsha Soita, Parsha Saita, the whole Hashkas Saita is a miracle. That if the woman is guilty, she's going to die. It's not poisonous. Why should she die? It's the Torah. This is the only place where the Torah promised a miracle. If the woman is guilty, she's going to die either now or she'll get sick now and die later. And if she's innocent, the chaysav and iksav in Israel, even if she wasn't able to have children before, she'll be a miracle. Well, she'll be able to have children now. So the Torah promises a miracle. So there's a machlokes satanah whether mashkim is hagioris. Rei mashkim is hagioris. A gioris doesn't mean that she's a gioris. She's a Mrs. Ger. Her husband is a ger. So Mrs. Ger is a machlokes satanah. What's the machlokes? Because the pasuk introducing the parsha's soita says dabel b'nei Yisrael. So sometimes he say b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. And sometimes you say B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So when do you say, it says a lot of times B'nai Yisrael. So every time it says B'nai Yisrael, you're going to be M'mayit Gerim. So sometimes you get the impression that you should have been M'mayit Gerim and you need a Ribui to be Marbe Gerim. Most of the time, there isn't even a half a minute to be M'mayit Gerim. And you don't need a Ribui. You don't even need a Ribui. So that's what the Nekudas HaKesev raises over here, the first page in Yerbedeya. When do you say B'nai Yisrael v'lo Gerim? By Saito, it's a machlokes satanah, whether Mashkim is a Gerim or not. How do you read the parsha over there, whether it comes to be Mamad Gerim? Other psukim, for sure it is Mamad Gerim, other psukim is not Mamad Gerim. So you have to have a feel, how to darshan psukim. So the Shulchan Aruch draws the distinction between Robin Tzui Metzah Shechita Mumchimim as opposed to Laluf Eloi Chashino. We had the Ramban and the Mohammed showed the difference in the Lashon. Laluf Eloi Chashino at all. So even if the fellow is Lefoneinu, we don't even have to ask him, did you feel weak, did you feel faint in the middle, or were you energetic from the beginning of the Shechita to the end? But the Chomish Shulcha Shechita, Robin Tzui Metzah Shechita Mumchim, it doesn't mean Eloi Chashino Le'ena Mumchim. But you have a right to follow the road. But if he didn't, if the Sheikh is here lefaneinu, we should faher him. That's how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The different opinions in the Rishonim. There are, or Baron Alevi disagreed. He said, here the Bir Agro, and Ois Dalet quotes, that lechatchil if he's lefaneinu, we should faher him to see if he knows Hilcha Shechita, as it says in Pesachim Dav Dalet and Aleph, the Gemara had a Safek. If I rent a house for someone else on Erev Pesach on Yudalid Baboker, Amaska Baislachaveh Rabbi Yudalid is a Cheskas Badog and Cheskas Badog. Frag the Gemara Lamay Nafkemina. He wrote in Rashi Tevis Lamin Mem Nun Mem Lamay Nafkemina Lishayle. The Gemara said, what's a Nafkemina? Whether Cheskas Badog and Cheskas Badog means a Ruba Deleisa. Come on, that he did his job. So Gemara says Lamay Nafkemina. Whether there is a Rub, there's not a Rub. It's easily ascertainable. Yes, the masker, whether he did the B'dikas Chametz. And for the Gemara, the Leisei Kaman, the Leshayla. He's not here. The Balabas is not here. Can you rely on the Rav religious Jews are by the Chametz? So should we be Choshish Lemir? So that's the Vilna Gaon. That's what I mentioned, that Chernovitz writes in his Sefer. What a genius the Vilna Gaon was. He knew how to give a Maramakim from a Sochem Davlan over here. The Rishonim brought that Maramakim. The Vilna Gaon was a genius, but you can't prove it from this line. You can prove it from other places where he quotes this one is straight from the Rishonim, bring that right. So that's what the Rishonim say, that as far as Robin Tzui Metzah Shechita Mumchim Heim, that's a right, but there's a Miut HaMotzui, so you should, if he's still a Faneinu, we should test him. We can allow him to Shech Lechatchila on the Smach, that we're going to test him later, because if we don't test him later, B'diyeb, it'll be Mutter. Other things, where the checking out is Leikuve, then you can't allow Lechatchila on the Smach, we're going to take care of something later, because he may forget. But since over here, but if you didn't test him, you have a right to assume Robin Tzvi Meshach Limum Chimeim, that's the Shach Gimel. Mutter Litan Lol Chatchil Lishla, Menachshiv, the Kenu Ach HaShchita. Why? Because the B'dika Lach HaShchita is not Leikuvra. But as far as Laluf Eloi Chashinit at all, you don't even have to ask him whether he was faint or not. Then the Bir Agro writes in the next piece in Dalet, where it says Likut, when the Vilna Gaon died, he left a few notebooks. So one notebook, three notebooks of Marmikomis. So they put them all together in the Bir Agro. So the one notebook was the Likud, that's where he has Hachrois Halacha L'maisa. That's where he says his own Shita. So the next two pieces are Likud. Likud, and it always says Likud.com. Likud.com means this part is from the third notebook. He usually has Hachrois there. So here in the Likud, he quotes the Loker Abaron Alevi, the Ra'o, who writes in the Berak Abayis, the Lab Dafke Rog Mitzuyim, about Kol HaMitzuyim. Kol HaMitzuyim. What do you mean Kol HaMitzuyim? So we said from the Beis Alevi, that the Rabbaran Alevi understands Romans and Metzah Shechita Mulchamim is based on Cheskas Kashrus. That's why he said that it doesn't apply to the fellows of Mumel Teyovin, because he does not have a Cheskas Kashrus. So whenever you have a Cheskas Kashrus, you're not supposed to be Choshish for the Miyuta. Even Rav Meir, the Chayish of Miyuta, so he says right in the end of Yevamos, but you don't say Chashin Miyuta by Demai. Demai is not Medina. Demai is only a Chumra. So Tosfos says why, but Rav Amar it's Masrin Hem Miyuta, not Masrin. So Rav Meir should be Chayish LeMiyuta. Tosfos says no, it's a Cheskas Kashrus, and you're not supposed to be Choshish LeMiyuta. So Chashin LeMiyuta, the whole thing to be Bodik Lachatchil, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanon. The Ramban wrote, when you have a Miyuta Motzi, it's only with the Rabbanon. Yeah. So this din that Lachatchila, if he's still a Faneina, we should fahar him to see if he really knows the Chashchita. That's only before the institution of Kabbalah was established. And now the Ramah writes on the next Omud that in Germany they instituted Kabbalah for Shechita, just like a rabbi has to have smicha, the sheikh has to have Kabbalah. Someone has to fahar him in advance and he gives him a ksav. Ramah writes, a minig is you give him a ksav, that he has Kabbalah, he has permission, he received permission to shech. So if a person has Kabbalah and he doesn't know how to shech, that's considered a miyuta to miyuta. That's not considered a miyuta motzi. So there, if a person comes and he has Kabbalah and he shechts, you don't even have to, I don't know who he is. A guy comes from Eretz Yisrael and he says he wants to shecht. So we not only can we permit him to shecht, and we should check him later on to see if he knows, that's considered a miyuchena motzi, that a person should have Kabbalah and not know how to shecht. So that's why Bizman Azeh, that's why Bizman Azeh, here the Bira Grun Zion. The Bira Grun Zion writes. That's why Bizman Azeh, if a person comes with Kabbalah, you don't have to test Lechatchila, because time Adisa Kamatzah Lebokim, Shemir Tamotzehu, Mashenim Kamikea Gavanah, there's a Mir Chena Motze. That's what he quotes from the Dark Emotion. Mir Chena Motze, even the Ramban says, you don't have to be Bodik even Lechatchila. Here the Shach asks Akash and he doesn't give a teretz. And Shach's a cotton dalit. Why is it that Nechoshim Mishpat, by a type of chumash kilkel, if I give an animal to the shechet to shecht and he makes it nevela, so he's an adam amazik, and he has to pay. So there it says there's a machlekes harishonim, and we pass him like the opinion, like the Rambam, the adam amazik boynas gomer is pot. Even though the Mishnah says adam mod liolam at the end of the second parak in Baba Kama, the last Mishnah says adam mod liolam be mishogig be mimezid be miyonis be merotzon. So Taisa says we don't take that literally be miyonis. Some on some yapot. So Tosfos has a whole fantastic chiddush, which is absolutely not quoted at all. Halacha l'maisa, not only not accepted, not quoted, but it's unbelievable. The shtikl Torah Tosfos makes, and it's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch l'halach. Tosfos makes a chiddush that oynes kein geneva and oynes kein aveda. They pull in all of shas to prove that that's the din, and it's not even mentioned. The Chosh Mishma not accepted. We pass them like their Rambam. Adam Amazik boynes gomer is potter. So let's say I give a behemoth to a sheikh to shech to me, he made an aveda. So he's an Adam Amazik, so he has to pay. What if he's a crackerjack shechit, he's a mumche gadol? So then if he slips once in 5,000 shechitas, he slips and he makes it in the veil. So if I happen to be the lucky winner, and he made my chicken and my behem in the veil, he doesn't have to pay, because that's considered Adam Amazik by his gomer. That's a gemara in the end of Baba Kama. So the gemara's lashon is, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, I gave you a chicken to shecht, and then you made a nevela, and I say, you are mazik me, you killed my chicken, I want you to pay. You say, but I'm the world's biggest expert in shechita, it's an oynes gama, I don't want to pay. I say, I never heard that you're the world's biggest expert. So you say, hamoytze machaveh olav haraya. You say that you are the world's biggest expert, and therefore you don't want to pay. So the Gemara says, the burden of proof is on you. The shechit has to prove that he's a big expert. So the shach has to kasha, but robin tzui meitze shechita mumchem heim. Why don't you follow the Rav? The Rav is that he's a mumcha. So why does the Gemara say, I see Raya, bring a Raya, to mumchas l'tarnigaylim, that you're an expert on shechting chickens, and then you'll be potter. But here we say, Robin Tzimetz Shechit and Mumchim Heim. That's the Shach's Kash. So the Pashtus, Shach doesn't give a teretz. I thought the Pashtus is, here in this Sefer, about Tzvi Pesach Rang, he quotes that someone told him that Rav Lezer Gordon said the following teretz. That's what I always thought the teretz was. Tzvi Pesach Frank thinks that it's not correct, my teretz. I thought the teretz is poshut. Roman Tzimetz Shechita Mumchim Heim over here means that he knows Hilchos Shechita, he knows how to shecht. It doesn't mean he's the world's greatest expert. And if he makes an avail, it's not going to be an oynes gomer. There in Baba Kama, it says, when you make an aveli, you have to pay. Unless it's Einis Gomer. Einis Gomer has to prove that he's an expert shaykhet. So the word mumche is used in two different senses. Here it's Rabban Semetz Ashchita Mumche Mehem. They know the dinim. They know the dinim. And there we use it in the sense, I see Raya, the mumche, Slatana Gadlam, prove that you are a mumche, expert crackerjack shaykhet, to establish that you are an Einis Gomer. I thought the word means a different, has a different connotation in the two cases. He said that's what Rabbi Eliezer tells us, that that they're two different things. It's still a question. That's what the Avnei Nezer discusses in the end of the Chelik Beis in Eben Ezra. He has a Oris and Ksubis Daftes. So he comments on that Gemara. Why is the burden proof on the Sheikhet? He should be Muchzok. He should say, I claim that I am the world's greatest expert. You want me to pay? So Hamoitzim Machaber Olavara, I proved that I'm not the world's greatest expert. So that the Avnei Nezer answers that for Odom HaMazik to be potter because Einis Rachmana Patra, Einis Gomer, that's a hafkor, that's a p'tur mibachutz. So the Sheikhet is really Becheskas Chiyuv, he's really a Mazik. Basically, he was a Mazik. And you want to say that he has a p'tur of Einis Rachmana Patra. So a p'tur of Einis Rachmana Patra is like, it doesn't help that he's muchzak on the money. It's considered that he's becheskas chiyuv until you prove that he has the p'tur. And he gives other mishalim like that, other cases that similar. Even though this fellow is muchzak on the money is in the bank account of the shoychet, it's in his mattress and his pocket, wherever he keeps his money, but still, he's becheskas chiyuv because he did a hezek. He was mazik, the other guy's chicken. He killed the chicken, he made it nevela. If you want to have a hafkoa, so for that you have to have that's keneged cheskas chiyuv. So that you have to prove. So this the shach just asked the kashi, doesn't give a teretz. Shachs are cutting down.
I mean, there are other rabbi said that if you have kabbalah, so then it
becomes a mir sheina motzi.
So isn't that a raya against Rav Moshe that even a rove, like what Rebbe wants to say, that even if the rove atali be the adam, so you don't have to be choshesh for Amiyat Shein Amatza, you don't need to be because the gross saying that you wouldn't need to be here.
I think so. I thought they rise all over against Ramash. I don't know. The Gemara says sometimes Arav Hatolai B'maisa B'nei Odom Midirabonim, sometimes B'machmir, not to rely on it. Ramash assumes that it's Mikar Adin, that you can't rely on Arav Hatolai B'maisa. Some Rishonim say explicitly not so. So Ramash assumed that other Rishonim disagree. I don't know why. So he's pointing out that this Ramah with this Biragro, Ois Zayin, where he quotes the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, is also beferish like that. A Rav HaTolei B'Maisa B'nei Adam is a good Rav. Mikra Adin, it is a good Rav. Okay, we'll stop here. Kulina, the Sunday is a normal day. Lag Vayma, I think so. The Chasana is later. Yeah.
Put it around my way,